Virginia Conversations on Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, the men and women working in Virginia's public schools. VEA, teaching, learning, leading. Online at veanea.org.
The men and women of the U.S. military risk their lives defending American interests around the world, and too often come home to fight another battle, finding work in civilian life. I'm Maylili Lee. Thanks for joining us. Nationally, the unemployment rate for veterans is higher than the norm, though in Virginia, veterans' employment rate is actually better than the national average. Virginia Values Veterans, or V3 as it's known, educates and trains potential employers on the benefits of hiring vets. Our guests today are three people devoted to answering for prospective employers these questions. What is a veteran? Why should I hire a veteran? And where can I find veterans to hire? With us in our Richmond studio is Andrew Schwartz, the program manager for Virginia Values Veterans. Hi there. How's it going?
I'm doing very well, Maylili. Thanks so much for having me.
And also Charlie Palumbo. She's the statewide Veterans Outreach Coordinator for the Virginia Employment Commission. The VEC is a principal partner in the V3 program. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. How are you, Maylili?
Great. And joining us from his office in Hampton Roads is Michael Hunter. He's a Veteran Services Representative with the Op Inc. Veteran Career Center. That federally funded organization helps veterans and their spouses reach their career goals, as well as help them connect with other veteran programs and services. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Maylili.
I'd like to start by noting an important anniversary coming up next month. The GI Bill was signed into law by Franklin Roosevelt back in June of 1944. On May 15th, at the Virginia War Memorial, the Virginia Department of Veterans Services will hold a ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the GI Bill. That legislation continues to change a lot of lives. And Andrew, let's talk about your involvement with that here in Virginia.
Sure. Well, the V3 program actually falls under the director of the Veterans Education, Training, and Employment Department. And I work directly for Annie Walker, who is my boss, and she's also the one putting on the celebration of the 70th anniversary of the GI Bill. And as you so very well put it, the GI Bill has affected countless veterans over the years, dating back to World War II, helping veterans after they get home from war, after their service, gain a college education, gain certificates and licenses, and anything that can help them gain a successful civilian employment career. It's been so instrumental in helping out millions of veterans over the years, and I hope everyone can make it out to the Virginia War Memorial on May 15th for this celebration.
I'd like to do a round robin, and we'll start with you, Andrew, since you're already in the hot seat. I'd like to get a little background on you. Private employer background or military? I already know the answer to this,
yes.
But we do want to divide the different areas of expertise.
Well, I joined the Marine Corps when I was 19 and stayed in the Marine Corps for 12 years. Was at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and up here in Virginia. Deployed to Iraq in 2005, over into Ramadi, and did the whole Marine Corps experience, and it was great. I loved it. Unfortunately, I had an injury that precluded any further service in the Marine Corps, so I was forced to find employment elsewhere, and that's when I gained firsthand really the challenges that service members face when they're transitioning out of the military. But I did manage to find employment through Providence, I would say, civilian employment immediately following my discharge date. And I worked in the private sector for about 6 months, actually working with veterans, veteran services, forming coalitions for veterans and that sort of thing. And apparently I did my job well enough, I hope so anyway, and raised the eyebrows of enough people to where I was able to come into this job for the Department of Veterans Services and do it on a more official public scale, and started as the Transition Assistance Programs Coordinator, which was designed to help people like me who got out, and that's when they realized, okay, what do I do now? And that sort of evolved into the Virginia Values Veterans Program Manager position that I currently hold. And the Virginia Values Veterans Program is as you said, designed to educate and train employers on the value veterans bring to their workforce. It's very easy to you know, say, I want to hire veterans because it's the right thing. Well, it is. We believe it is the right thing to do, but it's also the right business thing to do. Veterans bring immense skill and immense training and immense leadership into a civilian workforce, and that's what we aim to do, is to educate private employers on that perspective and then provide means to connect them with that veteran talent pool.
Now, Charlie Palumbo, you're with the Virginia Employment Commission. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay, I was a Navy veteran, and I served 4 years in Yokosuka, Japan on the Chancellorsville. I was a dispersing clerk, and I actually ended up marrying a sailor and getting out, and so I ended up becoming the spouse. So I've worn both hats and sat on both sides, being the sailor myself and then being the spouse. I actually want to put a plug in for the GI Bill because I used it myself, and I do know how rewarding it is. And I was able to go to Mary Baldwin and afford to have that education, and I appreciate the GI Bill and what it did for my own life. And I had numerous jobs after the military. I guess you could say I am one of those veterans that couldn't find where I wanted to be, where I was going to land in my career. So I went through several different jobs, and then I ended up in the federal government for several years working for the Office of Personnel Management. And then from that point, I did a lot of nonprofit work as a volunteer advocating for veterans in the arts. And I really wanted to get in it full time. And so when the position at the Virginia Employment Commission came up, I just knew that that was where I wanted to be. And so that's how I landed where I am right now as the Veterans Outreach Coordinator.
And now turning to Michael Hunter with the Op Inc. Veteran Career Center. You too round out our trio, Michael. Tell us about you.
Okay, well, I'm one of just two veterans career developer here at Opportunity Inc. Between the two of us, the other one is Raymond Cunningham. We have 56 years in the military service. I did 30, so you know, it took me a while to transition. Once I got out, I just volunteered to work with Op Inc. And I took the opportunity to try to learn how to be a civilian. You know, they sent me to boot camp to learn how to be in the military, but it wasn't a boot camp to tell me what did you do after 30 years in the military to be a civilian. So I had the opportunity to go through their program and also take a look at other programs that veterans should be using, and it allowed me to learn the system. So I guess I was here so much, they thought I worked here, so they hired me. You know? And, you know, now we're sharing it with the veterans through workshops, trying to remove barriers and obstacles for them to get employment. And so it's challenging, but it's rewarding. It's giving back.
This is your passion, is it not?
It is. You
now,
know, to be able to help the veterans.
Absolutely. And let's talk about a recent event. This week, you, Charlie, were the organizer of the conference Still Serving America, which focused on the female population.
Yes, absolutely. We have seen a need in Virginia to serve our women veterans and to help them self-identify and to realize the numerous resources that are out there to help them find employment, mental health services, and all kinds of other things that they might need, financial, daycare, all those things. There are resources out there. And what is amazing is the opportunity to work with some of the Virginia Value Veterans employers who were huge sponsors, and not just sponsors in a financial sense, but boots on the ground. They sent employees and let them have days from the work to come spend with us actually doing stuff like ushering, actually printing materials, stuffing packets. I mean, you name it. People like Bon Secours, Dominion, Portfolio Recovery Associates that stepped up, and the Department of Veterans Services, one of our big partners in the organizing the event and helping us just pull it together. It was just a collaboration in the real sense.
Becky Halstead was a vet who was among your keynotes.
Yes, she was, and very powerful speaker, really helped talk about identifying as a veteran, what you might go through after service. And she said something that really stuck with me, is that she left the Army and she realized she became an Army of one. And we're so team-centric in the military. And when you leave, you no longer have that team. You have to find a new team. And I think that's something to realize, that if you build your network before you leave the military, you come out with that team.
I want to talk a little bit about something we said at the top of the show, Andrew, that nationally the picture is not that great for veterans. Their unemployment is actually worse than the rest of the nation's unemployment. But it's a different story in Virginia. Why is that? Why are veterans doing so well in Virginia?
Well, I think veterans are doing well in Virginia, mainly due to the employers. The employers in Virginia are typically much more understanding and much more appreciative of the service that veterans have. They have a better context. Virginia is a very military heavy state. We've got a number of installations throughout, and we also have a large federal contracting industry that's specifically focused on defense. And those are sort of natural fits for veterans that are seeking employment. And a lot of veterans get out of the military and they can transfer right into a culture that really understands them in the defense contracting industry. So in places like Hampton Roads in Northern Virginia, there are a lot of contractors that are able to facilitate that direct transfer of skills, direct transfer of services, and that is one reason. But I think another reason is they genuinely appreciate the talent and skills that a veteran can bring. They understand, with many veteran-owned small businesses in Virginia, they understand the millions of dollars that have gone into training these service members as they've been in for whether it's 4 or 30 years. Millions of dollars on hard credentials, specific skills such as an IT or construction maintenance, all that sort of stuff, but also on the soft skills, something as simple as showing up to work on time, which is a huge asset to an employer. And the more and more I talk to employers, the more I'm realizing that just finding people to show up to work on time is becoming a struggle, but that's something they can count on with the veteran. Because I know from my personal experience in the Marine Corps, and I'm sure Charlie's is the same and Michael's as well, if you didn't show up to work on time, there were some pretty drastic consequences. And that sort of culture is ingrained in our mind. So coming to work early in a civilian environment is second nature to us. And the more employers come to realize that, the more they appreciate it, and the more they recognize, hey, we can capitalize on this. It's not that we just appreciate it. We can capitalize on the vigor that you bring into the workforce and the experience and the leadership. So, I think Virginia employers have really recognized that. And that historically, this has always been the case. This isn't something that's new in this year. The veteran unemployment rate in Virginia typically has always been about 1.2, 1.3% lower than the state average. And that remains the case. However, all of that being said, I don't want to paint a completely rosy picture of veterans unemployment. The veteran unemployment rate is still higher than the pre-recession levels. If you look back to 2007 to even early 2008, veterans unemployment was about 2.5, 2.4%. I mean, really, really good. And we're sitting at about 3.8, 3.9 right now, depending on the month that you're gathering the statistics. So we're still not there yet. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. And, you know, ideally, we'd be working until every single veteran in Virginia was employed. And that's, you know, that is our goal. And that's a Herculean task to be sure. But, you know, the passion among the V3 program and our great partners in the Virginia Employment Commission and the workforce investment boards like Michael at Opportunity Inc., there's so many great services here in Virginia. That's the flip side of it. The employers, but also so many services in Virginia that are willing to help veterans on a high-touch basis, really work with them individually to connect them with opportunities.
You've done a good job, Andrew, of highlighting many of the reasons why veterans as a population might make very good employees. So some of these stand out as common sense and things would be obvious as to why they might be better than civilian workers. And that strikes one as sort of clear and, oh, okay, well, sure, I think that really makes a lot of sense. Why then, Charlie, would it be necessary to have outreach for employing veterans? Why is there a special need here?
Well, I think employers don't know how to get the veterans. Where are the veterans? Where can I find them? A lot of employers, and why we did the Women Veteran Conferences that we've held in the state, employers want women. Well, women don't always self-identify themselves as veterans. It's also a male problem, too. I mean, the men veterans don't either. And so the employers need to know where they can go. And I think we provide that pipeline for them. And we really want to be there saying, here you go. Here's our database. Here's the qualified candidates that the Virginia Employment Commission has in our database. Come use it. Come use it as your pipeline. And I mean, the V3 shows you all kinds of places you can go locate veterans that you might not have known as the employer.
Let's go to Layton from Mechanicsville. You are a V3 rep.
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, Charlie. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Layton. How you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Layton.
Tell us about your experience, Layton. Share with us.
I'm sorry?
Share with us your experience, Layton.
Well, to tell you the truth, I mean, half of the battle is connecting veterans to employers and making sure that we get them in a position where the employers understand what skills they bring to the agency or the organization that they're applying for. And we also work on focused recruiting events, very much tailored and flexible enough that we can do what the employer needs to reach out and get those veterans.
That's great. And how long have you been working with this? And are you yourself a veteran?
I am. I'm a 31-year veteran of the United States Air Force, if I may say so.
Outstanding. And oh, a little bit of history, by the way. I asked earlier how old V3 is, and it's relatively new, a couple years old.
It is. June of 2012.
Right. And so, Layton, what has been your experience in those two short years?
Well, I will tell you this, that it has been a kind of a watershed event from its inception. You know, we, the Veteran Employment and Training Services of VEC, existed before this, but the synergy that we're able to get in our partnership with the Department of Veteran Services, I mean, it involves everything from them sending resumes into the network, for people that are looking for positions, that we're able to help adjust their resumes. And, you know, if I can say this, I've said this to Charlie and Andrew, there's really no good reason to put the word retrograde in a resume. We help the veterans to understand that they need to translate the skills, and then we certainly are able, because of V3, to have the employers that are predisposed to let us help them translate and help them tell the veteran that they're talking to them in their job orders. That's probably the key with the employers as we go in.
Fantastic. Layton, thank you so much for chiming in our conversation.
You bet.
And keep up the good work at V3. And
we've got a recruiting event going on today, and it's going great.
All right, where is it?
It's here at Mechanicsville. It's with, can I say the company's name?
Yes.
Colonial Web. They're looking for sheet metal helpers, plumbers helpers, and HVAC apprentices.
That's a super plug, and anyone who's a vet is welcome to show up?
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you so much, Layton.
You bet.
And Layton is with Virginia Values Veterans. If you've just tuned in, we've been referring to the organization by V3, which they go by as well. And also joining us is Charlie Palumbo. She's the statewide Veterans Outreach Coordinator for the Virginia Employment Commission. And by phone, we have Michael Hunter with Op Inc., Veteran Career Center. We're talking about placing veterans and employers together, and we'll be right back after more after this break. And welcome back. Today we're discussing jobs and veterans and how companies are being educated on the benefits of hiring former service members. Our guests are Andrew Schwartz, Program Manager for V3, which stands for Virginia Values Veterans, and Charlie Palumbo. She's the statewide Veterans Outreach Coordinator for the Virginia Employment Commission, and Mike Hunter, a Veterans Services Representative with the Op Inc. Veteran Career Center in Hampton Roads. Next in queue will be Alyssa, a veteran from Charlottesville. But before we get to her, I do want to do a little dovetailing, Andrew, off of what we were discussing around V3. Now, we talked about successes, but you have numbers.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and we do track the success through quantitative measurements, which is great. And part of those measurements are the number of companies that we certify. After a company's been educated and trained on how to hire veterans, why it's a good idea to hire veterans, and any number of different facets that are associated with that, they receive an official Commonwealth of Virginia certification as a Virginia Values Veterans certified company. And over the past 2 years, since June of 2012, we've actually certified about 194 certified companies. And those companies range from very, very large businesses all the way down to two-person businesses that just want to hire one more person. And part of that certification is a public commitment to the Commissioner of Veterans Services and the state to hire a certain amount of veterans over the next year, which is a great way to get their name out there as wanting to bring veterans into their workforce. Through these 194 companies, we've had, over the last 2 years, again, 5,777 jobs pledged toward veterans alone, which is a phenomenal number. And that's, you know, great success. And out of those 5,700 jobs that have been committed, we've actually had reports come in of at least 3,400 jobs actually hired. So for 2 years, having 3,400 jobs, I think that demonstrates a phenomenal success. And again, it's a success for the employers, not for me. It's a success for the employers because they've recognized the value and they've brought them in. And it really is a snowball effect. Once they realize that the veterans they hire are going to be their best employees, they just keep wanting to pledge more and more veterans to hire.
And the website is Virginia?
The website is dvsv3.com. That's www.dvsdeltavictorsierrav3.com.
And what happens when people go to the virginiavaluesvets.com website?
The virginiavaluesvets.com website is a privately owned website by a valued V3 certified company. They've been instrumental in the development and progress of the V3 program. And they currently offer their own services. But the official Commonwealth of Virginia's website is dvsv3.com.
Michael, as you hear, Andrew, of course, is working on the private sector side of things. You tend to work more toward the veteran side of things. Tell us about the population that you serve through Op Inc.
Well, that is actually pretty interesting because we don't just serve veterans that's just getting out of the military like a couple of days or maybe next week. We're seeing all the way back from the veteran from the Vietnam era. So we're seeing older veterans also that's been in the workforce that because of contracting or whatever may have got laid off, and they need a new skill set. So we see a gamut of numerous different types of veterans, and they go from young to older. So it's very interesting demographics.
And you're working out in Hampton Roads, and the website is op-inc.org.
Yep.
Now, as promised, we have a veteran standing by from Charlottesville. Her name is Alyssa. And hi there, Alyssa. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
Just great. It's great to hear that you've worked with Charlie Palumbo over at the Virginia Employment Commission because we'd like to get a veteran's firsthand experience and account of what you have gone through. So share us your story.
Absolutely. Well, I met Charlie in October after having moved from Northern Virginia to Charlottesville, and I found myself unemployed. I was a high school teacher in Arlington, Virginia for the past 5 years, and when we moved down to Charlottesville, I found it difficult at the beginning to find job search. And what Charlie really pointed out to me was the importance of networking and really getting to know your community and what's out there and just putting myself out there to meet employers. I was kind of looking outside the realm of teaching as well as within the teaching community. So I was really focusing on meeting people and just getting my word out there, I guess, about myself.
What did you find?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, continue.
Well, I was also going to say that she also counseled me greatly on my interviewing skills and really prepping me for actual interviews that would take place.
That's great. What was your experience, Charlie? Did you find that there was trepidation at first? In many ways, was Alyssa like other veterans coming to you saying, look, I really need guidance here?
Yes, but what she didn't recognize is the importance of her service.
She's taking a drink of water.
And what I wanted her to know is that being a Marine counted. All the time and all the schooling really counted for her, and that she had skills she didn't even realize she had. And even though she was trying to change a career and she couldn't see how all those skills translated, I really wanted her to know that her soft skills, her leadership, her motivation, her hunger, all those things meant more to an employer if you could get in front of them than anything she could have in a resume. And so we really pushed the networking with her. Just go out because that's where it's going to happen. And I think the beautiful thing of the Virginia Values Veterans is we are trying to network with the employers for the veterans. So we're trying to have that open door for the veterans to walk into.
Now, for those vets who might just be tuning in, you don't actually do that work. You help prep them, you counsel them, but they're going to have to go out and make those contacts. Is that right?
Absolutely. And Alyssa did it. Alyssa had the drive for it. She had the hunger for it. And she put herself out there. And it's hard. I mean, it was a difficult process. But she did it. And she landed a great job.
I want to make that clear. Unless I misunderstand, it's still up to the veteran to go out, knock on the doors, send out the resumes, and make those contacts. You, Andrew, you, Charlie, and you, Michael, are not about saying, oh, yeah, I know some guy down the street. He needs an employee next week. That's not what you do.
Well, in some cases we do. I mean, if it's immediately available and we're aware of it, then sure, why not? We know it's a good connection. I think that's well within our capabilities for sure.
But
yes, it is incumbent on veterans. And I ran into the same thing getting out of the military myself. It is incumbent on veterans to actually get out there. The network that we have inside the military is so esoteric. It really is a select niche of people that, you know, we know and can relate to. And from my own personal experience, I knew probably about 5 people in the civilian world outside of my family that I could connect with and really help me with my employment situation. Fortunately, one of those 5 people was able to help me, so it was a great thing. But it is so important, as Charlie said, for veterans to get out there and get to know their community. And I think a great starting point for that is all of the veteran service organizations that are out there, the American Legion, the VFW. I think that those are great networking opportunities for veterans, and all of those the veterans that are part of the VFW and American Legion and all the other great ones that are out there, they have networks of their own and they can help introduce people. But yeah, it is so important that for a network.
But going back to what Leighton said, the targeted recruitment day that's focusing on a specific employer, I mean, it is that the veteran does have to show up. But what Leighton is doing is getting the veteran in front of an employer that we have a relationship with at the Virginia Employment Commission. It is based on the relationships with the employers that we work with that helps veterans get in front of the employers. The veteran still has to show up. They still have to tailor their resume. But we really are trying to be an entry point for them to get face-to-face time with the employer. And I know Andy's done a lot of targeted recruitment days where he's got 10 employers in a room, and it's like speed dating for the veterans. The employer get to do their pitch. The veterans, they get to sit in front of the employer and do a pitch in an intimate setting. And I think that's what we're trying to do at the state agencies, is get the employers and the veterans together in intimate settings where they're face-to-face, because we know that's hard when you send out the application and you feel like it's a black hole. And so we're trying to advocate for that. That's part of our job. That's part of our mission. And the more we educate employers on that and veterans, I think the more we'll see the connections.
Michael?
Yeah, and that's one of the things we do at Op Inc. And we have a business section here to actually work with different businesses. So when a veteran come in, one of the things is we have to capture their skill set, because some of them have so many skill sets, they really don't know what they want to do. And being they don't know what they do, we have to harness it and say, okay, let's use our energy to you know, market this skill set because it's your strongest one. Or do we need to send you to school to get that certification to make you more marketable? And if we have a business that's looking for someone, we will connect them with them, because some veterans, they just don't know where to go and where to look. So we help them with that.
That's really great. In fact, I want to go back to Alyssa. Before we let you go, what are you doing now?
Well, I'm currently employed with the Southern Teachers Agency, and so it took my skill set, I think, as a prior teacher, as well as the skill sets that I had from being a veteran. And I'm now able to actually interview and counsel and actually guide teachers or people who want to be teachers and make that connection between them and independent schools. And we worked directly with independent schools from around the South, from Pennsylvania to Miami and out west to Texas.
This sounds very rewarding, and I'm wondering if you feel you wouldn't have gotten here without the aid of the Virginia Employment Commission.
Absolutely. Charlie was a big player. Not only did she counsel me for my resume, because I had a very simple resume, and she's like, look at your resume. It doesn't say anything about what you can do. It just lists your past positions. And we really worked through that, and we found out, hey, my veteran skills that I have, my reliability, my maturity, knowing how to follow and when to lead, things like that. Those things really can shine to an employer. And I think that if it wasn't for her guidance and literally sitting and mock interviewing with me and working through what questions an employer might ask me, I wouldn't have gotten the position that I have today.
Alyssa, thank you so much for sharing your story. You have a good one. And Charlie, I want to give the website. Where can people go to find out more about your services?
www.vec.virginia.gov.
Great. And we have another call, this time from a private employer in Northern Virginia. Hi, Scott. Welcome from Alexandria.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Now, your company is V3 certified, and that's relatively new for you, right?
It is, yeah. It was something that happened earlier this year. We found out about this program. It seemed to be a great fit for us as a veteran-owned small business and a business that in the past has hired many veterans for all sorts of positions at this point. And historically, we're about 60% veterans as a company. So it really made a lot of sense for us.
Scott, tell us about your business and why you got on this track.
So we are Pration Analytics, based out of Alexandria, Virginia. And what we do is bring technology-enabled solutions to a range of customers. We work with some really great, some really advanced software platforms to really basically finesse information and data to help our customers and clients make informed decisions and enable their various critical missions. Why V3 made sense for us is because the skills that veterans bring really translate well into the work we do.
How so? Can you give us some specifics?
Yeah, so I mean, you just have general things like the way, you know, veterans have typically commitment to the mission and a sense of purpose and dedication of that sort, as well as the actual skills that they may have been experienced with, you know, in deployments or you know, in other positions they may have had stateside. So, you know, it was a really neat translation for us.
And how big is the company?
So we, you know, can be considered a startup. We're just around 100 employees, but we have a global footprint. We have people all over who are serving our various clients in places all around the world.
You know, one of the things that V3 talks about is that they are incentivizing Virginia employers, Scott. What were some of the incentives that you saw?
So what seemed, you know, really advantageous to us were the opportunity to be connected with hiring fairs and other events that would put us right in touch with veterans, as well as give us a chance to have some of our own leaders in this company, veterans themselves, speak to our commitment to veterans, you know, as featured speakers at some of the events that we've been able to attend and ones that we're looking forward to. And, you know, we've had our recruiters been able to go out and participate in some of the speed dating style events that you mentioned earlier. And, you know, that's been pretty valuable, too.
Now, you talk about the fact that veterans comprise 60% or 60 of your staff. That's really quick, given that you just recently signed up. Did you already have a pretty healthy population of veterans on staff to begin with?
Yes, we did, actually. And I think it was around a year ago at this point, we still have a great relationship with an organization called Hiring Our Heroes. And that's an initiative basically nationwide it's sort of a large initiative to create hiring fairs and things like that. So through initiatives like that, as well as just our networks and connections within the company, you know, we did start out with a great veteran population. And again, that's why it made sense for us to get in touch with V3. And, you know, they were excited to work with us and see that we already had a commitment to veterans.
You don't have to use names, but is there a veteran who stands out with a particularly remarkable story on your staff?
You know, there are several people that spring to mind right away. Recently on our website, we've profiled one person in a spotlight interview, and, you know, they bring with them a great skill set from, you know, their time in the armed services, but then being able to translate that into a totally different mission with a client that has, you know, similar background to them, but something totally new, you know, has been very impressive. And we have people from all branches of the service, as well as folks who come from other service areas, such as law enforcement.
That's really great. And we appreciate, Scott, you're taking the time to talk with us today as a private employer. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you again.
Going back to you, Andrew, we talked about incentives. Is there anything we've missed, or can you just recap some of the incentives to Virginia employers?
Yes. As Scott mentioned, the direct connectivity to veterans is a huge bonus for employers. And Prescient Analytics was at our recruiting day that we had up on, at the National Veteran Employment Summit on April 29th. And they did a great job. A lot of the candidates that we heard feedback from were really excited about Prescient being there and had some good leads toward employment. So that's a great thing right there. Another incentive that they have, besides public recognition from the Commonwealth, I mean, that's great too. It's always nice for the state to say, you know, we recognize you as a company that values veterans. But really the community of V3 companies is valuable as well, because each of these companies has their own approach to hiring veterans, to recruiting veterans, and they can all learn from each other, whether it's a very, very large business that's been doing this all the time, or smaller companies like Prescient Analytics, who maybe are a startup and they're looking for the best practices that are out there. The V3 community can really help with that. People have been doing this a long time as far as recruiting veterans. Like I said, in Virginia, we have a historic trend of hiring veterans. And smaller companies that may not be as familiar with the process can really learn a lot from people who have been doing it a long time.
And the website for V3?
The website for V3 is www.dvsv3.com.
And Michael, out in Hampton Roads, Op Inc.'s website is?
www.opp/inc.org.
That's Michael Hunter with Op Inc. Veteran Career Center in Hampton Roads. Earlier, Andrew Schwartz, Program Manager for V3. And also Charlie Palumbo, the Statewide Veterans Outreach Coordinator for the Virginia Employment Commission. You're listening to Virginia Conversations on Virginia Public Radio. We'll be back with more. This reminder that past editions can be heard at virginiapublicradio.org.
Virginia Conversations on Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, supporting public discourse through sponsorship of Virginia Public Radio. Resources for parents and teachers online at veanea.org. More information about Virginia Conversations and other Virginia Public Radio programming can be found online at virginiapublicradio.org. This is Virginia Public Radio.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about the challenge our military veterans face when looking for a job in the civilian world. Our guests are Andrew Schwartz, Program Manager for V3, Charlie Palumbo, Statewide Veterans Outreach Coordinator for the Virginia Employment Commission, and Michael Hunter, a Veterans Services Representative with the Op Inc. Veteran Career Center in Hampton Roads. And Charlie, I'd like to go to you about the Virginia Workforce Connection. This is a really valuable resource.
This is. This is our database at the Virginia Employment Commission. And the website is www.vawc.virginia.gov. And this is where veterans can register and where employers that are seeking veterans can look for their resumes, as well as register as preferred employers. And what we do is match qualified candidates to qualified jobs. The incredible thing is the first 48 hours, any job posted on our website is held for only veterans. And so we spend our days matching qualified candidates to those jobs. And if people have trouble getting on and registering in, because it is a robust database, they can find our veteran representatives. We have 58 throughout the state. So they can get on our website and find a veteran representative who can walk them through that process.
That's really powerful. And as far as the websites go, you notice that we've been mentioning websites throughout the entire program. You don't have to grab a pen. You can go to virginiapublicradio.org and check out Virginia Conversations. And we'll have all of these resource websites listed on our site as well. I want to go back to you, Andrew. We were talking at the break about Virginia's unique military population. It really is in a crucial place geographically and military-wise.
That's very correct. In fact, Virginia is the second youngest state in the nation as far as median age of veterans. We have an large number of veterans from the World War II era, Korean War era, and the Vietnam era that are aging in the population. The workforce age of veterans has been declining all throughout the nation in every single state except for Virginia. Virginia is one of only two states whose veteran population is actually increasing. All other 48 states besides Wyoming and Virginia are decreasing in veterans population. And over the last 4 years, we have had 50,000 veterans join Virginia's workforce, Virginia's labor force. And that is double the amount of any other state. So obviously Virginia is a very quickly growing workforce population for veterans. And I think that, again, demonstrates the opportunities that they see here in Virginia. And one of the great hallmarks of the Virginia's gubernatorial administration is wanting to become the most veteran-friendly state in the nation. And I think veterans are seeing that. They're seeing a great opportunity to work, a great opportunity to live, and a great opportunity to raise a family.
The numbers tell us that in Virginia, veterans have a nice employment rate, especially compared with the rest of the nation. You pointed out that's a double-edged sword.
It is. It is a double-edged sword. And one of the challenges for employers is because that unemployment rate is comparatively low, it's a challenge for them to actually connect with these veterans. And it's getting harder and harder to find veterans. And one of the things that the V3 program does is not only connect them directly in those recruiting day formats that we discussed earlier, but also provides them with a variety of resources, such as the military transition points. Virginia is fortunate enough to have many, many military installations, and they have transitioning service members coming out of there all the time. We've got 200,000 veterans that are going to be transitioning out of the military in this year alone, and a lot of employers want to capitalize on that.
Now going back to Op Inc. Veteran Career Center in Hampton Roads, Michael, I asked you if you could share with us an anecdote or two. Can you highlight for us a particular person in your veterans cache who particularly moved you or has a remarkable story?
Well, we had a veteran that came in, and he'd been unemployed for a couple of years and was having difficulty finding it because he was having difficulty adapting. He had did a couple of tours in Iraq, so he had some issues that he was working with in that area. And it was getting more depressed and not being able to find employment. But we was able to bring him in, look at his resume, like I said, do some job search strategy, put him in the right direction, give him that confidence. Like I said, we try to remove those obstacles and barriers to keep them from seeking employment, especially when they've been unemployed for a while. So we was able to do that, got his confidence up, got him a good dynamic resume, captured his skill set. And then we had our business services that our job came up. He did some networking and got hired. And now he's working for one of our companies as an HR recruiter. So, that helped us in both ways. Not only was we able to help this veteran, but also we have a resource that we can go to now if we need to help, look for employment.
Thank you. And if you don't mind, I'd like to go on a slight tangent for you, Michael, Charlie, Andrew, chime in as you would. But I feel one of the great failures of our country was our inability to understand and diagnose post-traumatic stress disorder for a certain segment of veterans. And we now have come to understand that much better. Michael alludes to issues that his client was dealing with. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, Virginia, again, has been at the tip of the spear on understanding this. The Virginia Wounded Warrior Program was started, I believe, about 6 or 7 years ago, and they have done remarkable work on helping veterans and not only veterans but employers understand about these invisible wounds and the sort of stigmas that are attached to them and should there be a stigma and what is the real story behind it, as well as providing direct service for veterans who may be suffering from these invisible wounds. There's a great department. It's been Catherine Wilson, who's now the Deputy Commissioner of Veterans Services, was the Executive Director of the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. And they have served countless veterans here in Virginia and helped them navigate through all of these obstacles that are associated with PTSD, TBI, and any number of psychological issues that are out there.
And the website is virginiamoaa.com.
And I would like to piggyback off of Andy with the Virginia Wounded Warrior Program. They were a partner yesterday at the Women Veteran Conferences, and they provided two different breakouts for us around those areas so that women could identify the resources out there and the assistance. But for our own agency, we have Disabled Veteran Outreach Program Specialists, and that's a mouthful, and we refer to them as the DVOP. And it's a federally funded program, and they work with those veterans with significant barriers to employment. And so if you are a veteran with significant barriers to employment, they're there stationed to help you overcome them. And so if you go to our website again, the www.vec.virginia.gov, you can locate those folks, and we can get you the services you need. And we can work with – we can have some other people work with employers that are on our staff if they need to know more about what significant barriers those veterans may be facing.
Michael, any thoughts before we move on to our next caller?
Yeah, I would like to share, you know, we do a workshop every month for veteran transition, and just to, you know, bring the light, you know, we had a veteran that was in there and was homeless, and, you know, we wasn't aware he was homeless till after the fact, but while finding out, we not only was we able to, with partnerships with other places, to find him a place, but we was also to be able to get him employment in the same day. You know, so those are some of the things that we also, besides the PTSD, but we also dealing with homelessness.
So it sounds like he had a quick turnaround. What an incredible day.
We work pretty fast when we...
And I thank you so much for that. We go to Lynchburg for this call from Eve. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you? You're on the air.
Oh, hi. I am calling from Lynchburg. I just wanted to say that I do know of a company in the area that is hiring veterans currently, and they try to specifically hire veterans. I don't know if it's BP certified, but this place is called Marine Cleaning, and they're kind of like a maid service.
Oh, that's fitting.
Yeah, I just didn't know if there were Lynchburg listeners who are...
Well, if anyone from Marine Cleaning is listening to this, I'd be happy to talk to you about joining the V3 program. And thanks so much for that. I don't think off the top of my head that they are, but if you go to dbsv3.com and you click on the certified companies page, you can see a list of our 194 different companies that have become certified, as well as the number of veterans that they've committed to hire. And thanks for pointing this out. That's a great resource for job-seeking veterans as well, because it not only has the company and the jobs pledge, but it's got an actual point of contact for each company, including the large companies like Newport News Shipbuilding and SAIC and the very, very big companies. So these veterans who are looking for jobs can contact these recruiters or HR managers directly and begin a relationship, because as we've said a couple of times throughout the show, it really is about that network and building a relationship to sort of mitigate the black hole application process that so many people are seeing and getting frustrated with today.
Eve, thank you for your call. Now we go to Richmond for Anil. Good morning.
Good morning to you and your panel. I've been listening to your program for the last 45 minutes. I have a question. I believe your panel has given a lot of information out. We are a computer consulting company. Our consultants provide computer services with clients like Capital One, the state, and all the other Fortune 100 and Fortune 500 companies. However, we also have a training program. It's for 8 weeks. It has been given to the civilian population up to this point. I wanted to know with who can I tie up. So I have at least 5 veterans in my class, and this service will be provided free to the veterans.
Wow, thank you so much for that. And that's a huge part of the transition for military service members, is that bridge of training services that are out there. That's a phenomenal offer that you're suggesting. And I would love to talk to you afterwards, after the show is over, to directly connect you with veterans and get more people into your program. So if that's something we can do after the show, I'm glad to do that. But in the meantime, I would encourage you also to look at the state approving agency's website. Again, who I work for, the Veterans Education Training and Employment Department. They also certify businesses and different institutions throughout the state for OJT and apprenticeship programs that veterans can use their GI Bill funds to go with the employers. A lot of people think the GI Bill is only for 2-year and 4-year degrees, but so many people don't realize, including the veterans themselves, don't realize they can use GI Bill funds to begin OJT, on-the-job training, and apprenticeship programs.
Okay, wonderful. Because we have actually named our program a boot camp. I am a veteran myself. I served between 92 to 2000.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir.
I was never fortunate. I don't know whether it is fortunate or not. I never saw combat. However, I volunteered and I did it. So now, having taken up this new occupation, I thought we can add value to the veterans. They do not need to have programming background. They can come in. The sole objective is to train them as a business systems analyst. And those companies that are committed to hire the veterans, we will guarantee that this veteran will be able to perform on the job once they get out of the boot camp.
That's great.
So, great. Thank you so much, Anil. We appreciate your call, and we'll connect you and Andrew after the show. Thanks again. Now, earlier in the program, Charlie, we heard from Alyssa in Charlottesville. You helped her through the VEC and coached her and prepped her for work in civilian workforce. What I want to know is, from your own experience, what did you do when there was no Charlie at the VEC? How did you prepare yourself for civilian workforce life?
You know, I was very fortunate. I had some good mentors. And I would tell any veteran out there to find a mentor. I had people work with me on my resume that sat down and told me what was wrong with my resume and how I could fix it. And it toughened me up a little bit. You don't always want the criticism. But one thing about mentors is that you have to be willing to put the energy in and the time to have that mentorship. But when you do, it's very rewarding. And I learned the difference between a job and a career once I got good mentorship. So often I was just going to the job. But once I got mentorship, I learned that I needed a career, and I learned that there is a difference. And so I had mentors sit down and practice interviewing techniques with me, and I felt like it helped ready me for that next day interview.
What about you, Andrew?
Well, there's so many challenges that are out there. What the military has done since November 2011, they've revised the entire transition assistance program. So now every veteran is required to go through at least 5 days of transition assistance training, which is great. And, you know, I think it's phenomenal that, you know, every service member has the opportunity to gain all of these different educational pieces that can help them connect with civilian employers. But one of the things that we've seen here in Virginia after talking with veterans, and I can relate from my own personal experience, is that 5 days of training is great. But it's almost like you're deploying to a foreign country, going from the military to the civilian world. And 5 days of training just doesn't cut it when you're going onto a deployment. You need, you know, it's a lot of workup. And I'm not saying that's all there is the 5 days of training. There's a lot of other good things that go on prior to the discharge date. But we're also seeing service members getting discharged, and that's when the reality of transition hits. They can sit through those 5 days of classes all they want, and they'll, you know, from my own perspective, I had everything figured out. I knew exactly what I was going to do. But the reality of transition did not hit until my discharge papers were in hand, and really until that last paycheck hit my bank account. That's when I looked back at the military and said, I really should have listened to what they told me. So it was a scramble. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of veterans in that same situation, because you just really can't relate until you're in the foreign country, and that's when the real training begins. So Virginia has also, in addition to the V3 program, we also have the Virginia Transition Assistance Program, which is designed to help veterans after they've discharged, providing through the VEC in many cases the same sort of training that they would have received prior to their military discharge.
We have some upcoming events and job fairs throughout the state. Tell us about any ones that you know about currently.
Well, for the V3 program, we have in May 22nd up in Fairfax, Virginia, a V3 training day for employers to learn about what a veteran is, why they should hire veterans, and how they can connect better with the veteran population. That's on May 22nd up in Fairfax, Virginia. If you'd like information on that event, please feel free to email me. Go to the website, dvsv3.com. You can find my contact information there. We also have in June 25th here in Chester, Virginia, another recruiting day for V3 certified companies to connect directly with veteran population.
Charlie?
And for the Virginia Employment Commission, you can go on our website, and there is always job fairs posted on there and what's being held around the state. You also can post your job fairs on there if you're an employer looking to hire folks. We have an area where you can post the job fair on there. So go ahead and go to our website and you can check out the job fairs.
And that's all the time we have for this edition of Virginia Conversations. I want to thank our guests, Andrew Schwartz, Program Manager of V3, Virginia Values Veterans, Charlie Palumbo with the Virginia Employment Commission, and Michael Hunter of the Op Inc. Veteran Career Center in Hampton Roads. And thanks to you for listening and joining in today's conversation. On the next edition of Virginia Conversations, helping disadvantaged and at-risk teens graduate from high school. That's next time. Until then, I'm May Lily Lee. Have a great week.